what we've done is we're creating the Police and Firemen's Ball. This will be the inaugural event. And what it's meant to do is to show from the community the appreciation that we have for those that serve us, that those folks that, you know, are involved 24/7, but are in the shadows. We don't see them unless we need them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been a lot of negative press in regard to a variety of things across the country. And it just shed a little bit of a light on a group of folks that we don't recognize very often, and we thought this would be a great event to do so.
So what's going to be happening, when and where? What's going on?
Well, the event's going to be held at the Great Lakes Room on the 25th of January, and it starts at 6 o'clock with a cocktail hour. At 7 o'clock, we'll have a sit-down dinner, and then we have the folks from Double Trouble DJs mm-hmm. going to provide some entertainment, and it should be a great evening.
Well, it seems like it's just kind of it's a recognition evening. It's also somewhat of a fundraiser, and we'll get into that a little bit. But it seems like the underlying idea here came from you and your staff saying, let's do something to say thank you to the men and women that protect us and that don't hear that maybe often enough.
Absolutely. And we have some unique insight into that, in that one of my assistants, her husband's a fireman, and the other assistant in my office, her husband's a police officer. And it really came from, you know, a meeting where we were looking at where we could give back into the community. Mm-hmm. And it kind of came around to those that serve us, that very, you know, very infrequently do we recognize them.
So. Now, it is a fundraiser, so there is some money that is going into a few things. What are those things that you're looking to put a few dollars in by the time it's all over?
Sure. The first thing that we're doing is the attendance and the sponsorship goes to offset the cost for the officers and firemen. Mm-hmm. Their fee for the event is $10 for a single, $15 for a couple for the police officers and firemen. General public, it's $100 for a couple, $60 for a single. And then we have sponsors, of course. After that, there are three different charities that were identified both by the police and firemen as key areas that would be worth it for them to see dollars go to if there were any additional funds raised. And the Thin Blue Line of Michigan is one of those. There's the Marquette Scholarship from the police officers. And then there's a fireman's piece too that goes to it. People don't necessarily realize the Thin Blue Line of Michigan benefits both police officers and firemen.
It seems like it's going to be a nice night out. It kind of has a feel of you're talking about it being a little bit nicer. Dress up for this and have a good night.
Yeah, you know, there's been a little bit of pushback on that, and we've told folks that dress as formal as you want.
Hey, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. You know, it could be a flannel tuxedo.
Right.
Knowing the Double Trouble Boys, somebody's probably got one of those in there somewhere. But but dress up and let's have a nice night out.
You know, your finest Sorrells, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's meant to be kind of a dress-up event, mm-hmm. you know, but there again, you know, come comfortable, too.
Well, it's a dinner dance. It's a ball. So you might as well get on out there. Now, if people want to get tickets for this, what's the best way to get tickets? I'm assuming you probably had a pretty good run on them already. So if you haven't gotten them, get them now, right?
Yeah, we've been blessed. There's been a lot of sponsors that have stepped up rather quickly. As a sponsor, they get tickets to the event, and then we've also had some good reach out from the mm-hmm. police and fire community. Mm-hmm. That's been going well. And then the general public, they can call our office at 226-3696, or they can get more information and also get tickets online at www.wsginvest.com.
And that's, of course, with the Wealth Strategy Group that is your firm that they can probably get a hold of you there and find out more as well. But again, what is the schedule? What's the rundown? Where do people need to be, and what can they expect?
Sure. It's the NMU Great Lakes Rooms, and the cocktail hour starts at 6 o'clock. Then at 7 o'clock, we will sit down for dinner. And then after that, we'll enjoy an evening with the folks from Double Trouble DJs dancing. I'm sure those guys are pretty creative, so there'll be some fun stuff that we'll be doing. We do have a raffle, and we do have some great silent auction items that are going to be on the list.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I'm looking at the rundown here, and you do have a silent auction going on, so there'll be some other things to bid on and help out with these various funds.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like a great night out. It is happening on January 25th, and that is at Northern Michigan University. It is the Marquette County Police and Firemen's Ball, brought to you by Wealth Strategy Group and several other sponsors that have helped out. Again, the contact information and for folks to get tickets is what?
Sure. 226-3696, or excuse me, 228-3696.
228-3696.
Got it. And our webpage at WSGinvest.com.
You can find all the information there. Rich Teggy with us, the president of Wealth Strategy Group. This is a great event. This is a great thing. When I heard about this, I said we had to have you in and talk about it a little bit. But best of luck with it, and here's looking to a long future with it.
Yeah, we really appreciate your support of this, and thank you for recognizing it.
Absolutely. And that is Rich Teggy, president of Wealth Strategy Group. They are presenting the Marquette County Police and Firemen's Ball on January 25th at the Great Lakes Rooms at Northern Michigan University. You want to find out more, go to their website. It's WSGinvest.com. All about keeping you connected to the community right here on the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike on your station of the year, Sunny FM.